Luke. C. An answer to prayer. Throughout his married life, Zacharias had prayed for a son. He and his wife were now old, and as yet their prayer had remained unanswered, but he murmured not. God had not forgotten. He had his appointed time for answering this prayer, and when the case seemed hopeless, Zacharias received his answer. As Zacharias entered the holy place and performed the required service with solemn reverence, another form appeared, standing between the altar and the table of showbread. It was Gabriel, the mighty messenger of God, quoted. The answer had come. God had not forgotten the prayer of his servants. He had written it in his record book, to be answered in his own good time. Looking at outward appearances, Zacharias and Elizabeth had buried their hopes, but the Lord had not forgotten. He knew of the long years of disappointment, and when his own name could best be glorified, their son was born. How tender, how kind, how full of love and compassion, is the great heart of infinite love. God gave Zacharias as a son no ordinary person, but one who should hold a high place in his work, and from whom the light from heaven should shine in clear, distinct rays. C. Shining with reflected light, when Zacharias came out of the temple, his countenance was shining with the light which the heavenly angel had reflected upon him. But he could not speak to the people. He made signs to them that an angel had appeared to him in the temple, and because of his unbelief he was deprived of the power of speech, until the prediction of the angel should be fulfilled. C. The Son of God in a new sense, Christ brought men and women power to overcome. He came to this world in human form, to live a man amongst men. He assumed the liabilities of human nature, to be proved and tried. In his humanity he was a partaker of the divine nature. In his incarnation he gained in a new sense the title of the Son of God. Said the angel to Mary, "The power of the Highest shall overshadow thee, therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." While the son of a human being, he became the Son of God in a new sense. Thus he stood in our world, the Son of God, yet allied by birth to the human race. From all eternity Christ was united with the Father, and when he took upon himself human nature, he was still one with God. He is the link that unites God with humanity, quoted. John born for a special work. In every stage of this earth's history God has had his agencies to carry forward his work, which must be done in his appointed way. John the Baptist had a special work, for which he was born and to which he was appointed, the work of preparing the way of the Lord. His wilderness ministry was a most striking, literal fulfillment of prophecy. No suitable school. There was a great work appointed for the prophet John, but there was no school on the earth with which he could connect. His learning must be obtained away from the cities, in the wilderness. The Old Testament scriptures, God, and the nature which God had created, were to be his study books. God was fitting John for his work of preparing the way of the Lord. His food was simply locusts and wild honey. The customs and practices of men were not to be the education of this man. Worldly engrossment was to act no part in the formation of his character. Satan had access despite closed avenues. John did not feel strong enough to stand the great pressure of temptation he would meet in society. He feared his character would be molded according to the prevailing customs of the Jews, and he chose the wilderness as his school, in which his mind could be properly educated and disciplined from God's great book of nature. In the wilderness, John could the more readily deny himself and bring his appetite under control, and dress in accordance to natural simplicity. And there was nothing in the wilderness that would take his mind from meditation and prayer. Satan had access to John, even after he had closed every avenue in his power through which he would enter. But his habits of life were so pure and natural that he could discern the foe, and had strength of spirit and decision of character to resist him. The book of nature was open before John with its inexhaustible store of varied instruction. He sought the favor of God, and the Holy Spirit rested upon him, and kindled in his heart a glowing zeal to do the great work of calling the people to repentance, and to a higher and holier life. John was fitting himself, by the privations and hardships of his secluded life, to so control all his physical and mental powers that he could stand among the people as unmoved by surrounding circumstances as the rocks and mountains of the wilderness that had surrounded him for 30 years. Satan could not move John, the childhood, youth, and manhood of John, who came in the spirit and power of Elijah to do a special work in preparing the way for the world's Redeemer, was marked with firmness and moral power. Satan could not move him from his integrity.